Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Leap of Faith, was written by Kimya Loder. As I prepare to ride a zip line from the highest point of a rainforest in the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, fear welled up inside me. Seconds before I jumped from the platform, thoughts of everything that could go wrong filled my mind. But with all the courage I could muster and a few options for turning back, I released. Dropping from the pinnacle of the forest, I whizzed through the lush green trees, wind flowing through my hair and my worries slowly fading. As I moved through the air, allowing gravity to carry me, my view of the next platform became clearer, and with a gentle stop, I knew I'd arrived safely. My time on the zip line pictured for me the times God has us undertake new challenging endeavors. Scripture teaches us to put our trust in God and lean not on our own understanding when we feel doubt and uncertainty. When our minds are filled with fear and doubt, our paths can be unclear and distorted. But once we've made the decision to step out in faith by submitting our way to God, He will make our paths straight. We become more confident taking leaps of faith by learning who God is through spending time in prayer and the scriptures. We can find freedom and tranquility even in life's challenges as we hang on to God and allow Him to guide us through the changes in our lives. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Let's pray. Dear Father, every day we enter into the unknown, but You assure us that we don't need to be afraid. Please, give us the courage to take the first step and the wisdom to trust You with our life. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.